We are so pleased in the studio this morning to have local artist Sarah Brocky join us. Last year, she turned 35, and she decided to do something kind of cool, something she called a gratitude project to celebrate that birthday. Sarah, happy birthday, whenever it was, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about your gratitude project.
Well, essentially, being I turned 35, I came to a point at which I realized I was 15 years into this career that I have as an artist and felt it was really important that I identify some of those people in my life that have created the space in which I was able to be an artist, which is a really grand thing on a lot of levels. And so I decided to take on this crazy task of attempting to paint 35 artists within our local community that have inspired me and created some amazing groundwork with which I'm able to make art.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went to these artists and said, did you do it in a, I just want to paint your picture, or did you put it in the context of this whole project?
It was really important that they got a sense for the why of it, because artists are already putting themselves out there in a myriad of ways. And so I knew that asking someone to go outside of themselves and allow me to take their image and create a portrait of them is kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal to ask anybody to do that. But there's an added weight of artists attempting to interact in their space in that way. And so I made sure that I said, I'm planning to do this thing and it's kind of crazy and I appreciate you even considering it. And essentially, even if they weren't interested, to say thank you is really the main point.
Well, to be asked, you'd think, would be a huge honor, whether or not you were comfortable accepting that invitation. So, first of all, you've got people that, as you say, put themselves out there with their art, but not themselves. They're not look at me people. Mm-hmm. They're look at my art people.
Right.
And you're asking if you can feature them in that way, thank them publicly, which could, you know, maybe be a little, make somebody a little self-conscious. And then,
right,
of course, they're artists.
Right, right.
This is what they do.
Right.
So they're going to want to hang over your shoulder and kind of maybe micromanage this a little bit. Or how does it look? Or you need to change this. Or I don't look like that. Or how was the, what was the process like?
Well, interestingly enough, I think because all of these people are very closely connected to the concept of making, there was a lot less micromanaging than I think you might guess. In part because these artists are connected to that idea of what it means to make something and really allowed me the space with which to make what I make what I could from it. And so thus, as far as I know, all of them seem to be relatively happy with what appeared.
And so within themselves, their own sense of you don't tell another artist how to make art overrode whatever self-consciousness they might have felt
about
take another picture or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
What did you learn doing this project? This must have been absolutely right for all kinds of insights about relationships, about art, about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. In fact, when I at the outset, I had a thought that I might learn, you know, things about how other people approach making, and I had some really beautiful conversations with just about every single artist about why we would even choose to make art, because there's so many barriers that we put in front of ourselves that would prohibit that, I suppose. But ultimately, I've learned that it is really important to acknowledge people in your life on whatever level they come into it. Because for one, life is too short. But for two, that in that acknowledgement, there is an exchange of what it means to be human. And so it's turned into what feels like this microcosmic exchange between one person and another to this grander story in which I hope to enact with the rest of my life, truly.
And once in a while to kind of stop the world and say, no, seriously.
Right.
You made a difference.
Absolutely.
And to try to communicate that to someone, mm-hmm. Not only are there barriers to art, but there are barriers to receiving compliments or receiving kind words from somebody. It has taken me over 20 years to teach one of my coworkers when I compliment her in the morning mm-hmm. on how she looks to just say thank you without yes. deflecting, making an excuse, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about the process itself. Did you have the artists pose or did you photograph them and then work from photographs?
Yes. Well, essentially, when you're working on a portrait of someone, it is ideal to have them sit in front of you. But given that I have two small children and I also teach full time at the College of St. Scholastica, my time was a little bit limited in terms of what their schedule looked like. And so rather than have someone come in at 9 o'clock at night and sit in my studio, it seemed to make the most sense to sit down with each of them and take a myriad of photos. And then taking those photos, I would limit them down to two or three that I was working from so I could still get a three-dimensional sense of them. But of course, it is secondary to having them present.
So what about these portraits now? Is the exhibition already up or is it coming up?
Yes. Yeah, so currently, I am finished with all of the portraits. I somehow survived a whole year of painting 35 people, and 35 people, not just 35 people, but 35 people that inspire me. So that's a whole other level of crazy. But the portraits, as of this past week, were picked up from my house by John Steffel, and who happens to be one of the artists in my artist series. He is taking them and photographing them, because now, instead of just an exhibition, which opens October 15th, this thing has blossomed and grown into this really beautiful thing. So he's taking photographs of them to be put into a book. And the book will be published locally and printed locally and will come out at the same time that the exhibit happens.
So you're not going to find out until October if John Steffel liked his portrait. Because when you look in the book or at the exhibition, his portrait will either be there or it won't be.
I suppose.
And then suddenly it will become 34.
Right.
And you'll just have to say, oops, guess I miscounted.
Right. Or maybe, hopefully at that level, no one counts after 20
you'd,
or something.
You'd certainly
you would
like
just
to,
guess.
You would like to think. Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, Sarah, it has been delightful having you in the studio. What a remarkable project. And I really kind of hope that it would encourage people to think of whatever medium they use. You know, should this summer, should I think of 54 people who inspire me mm-hmm. and do interviews with them or mm-hmm. something? But inspire
right.
people to make contact with those folks mm-hmm. that mean something to them in that way and let them know and make something cool out of it the way you did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Joining us. Sarah Brocky joined us in our studio this morning. Her year-long gratitude project resulted in 35 portraits of local artists who inspired her, and the book based on her work and the exhibition itself going to be coming our way in October.